Hello, everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 3rd. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Can't believe it's already July, which means that the Steam Summer Sale is over this week. I know, we wait all year, and it's over before we know it. It looks like a bunch of other sites and services are having sales, though, now. I just saw PlayStation is having their mid-year sale with over, like, 800 items on sale, so if you would like to pick out more things that you have no time to play, don't look any further than the rest of the internet, because again, everything is on sale. It's summer. They want you to spend those hard-earned dollars. We have vacations coming up. Speaking of the next couple weeks, I'll be away next week while Jocelyn will be away the week after, but fear not, Gamers In will continue as each of us will be bringing on a new guest co-host. So look forward to some new perspectives on, I don't know, video games, probably. Speaking of which, for the Gamers In Prime, I've got a lot on my plate. I'm going to cover some of it this week and some of it in the future, and others maybe just on this Patreon mini. I finished Vampire. I went back to it. I feel a little, you know, I felt uneasy not finishing it. I have that problem with video games, where if there was something there that I did quite like, and I drop it like a hot potato, I do feel sort of, you know, this anxiety of having not finished the game. And I know I could YouTube the ending and kind of fill in the gaps without spending another 10 hours, but you know what? I did it. I went back, I finished it. My complaints, and Jocelyn's as well, still stand that the combat feels very off to me. It never clicked with me. However, I did find a pattern that worked quite well, but it was still quite frustrating when an enemy got a couple hits in and I died. So I didn't end up killing anybody, you know, contrary to what we talked about on the show, where we felt like we were just going to go and kill some folks and get some XP. I found out that the final boss is actually easier if your level is lower, so that was an interesting change from the rest of the game. But as expected, I was hoping that the game at the end would provide just an epilogue of sorts, and it did. The last chapter is just talking, just story, just answers, just questions. It's questions and then answers to those questions as your character asks those questions, rather. So I did enjoy the ending of the game and the way they set it up. It put its best foot forward at the end with the story and the characters and just the back and forth between dialogue. And yeah, they answered a lot of questions. They revealed, you know, stuff that had been, you know, murky throughout the game. But they did also leave some interesting hints as to the future. And yeah, the game has four different endings, and yeah, I got the perfect ending, even though one of the characters that I had did mysteriously pass away, but I guess it didn't count, because I was kind of micromanaging all my civilians and giving them medicine and making sure everyone was healthy. So I got the perfect ending, and then promptly I went to YouTube and watched the other endings, because there's no way I'm playing that game again to try to get those bad endings. So yeah, I finished Vampire. I mean, what I had to say is pretty much what I just said, so I probably won't talk about it on the show because I don't really want to raise the ire of Jocelyn and I as we talk about this game that we're both looking forward to and bounced off pretty hard. But I bounced back to it, so I'm glad I finished it. I'm glad I'm done with it, and I hope if they do a sequel that they address the combat. Really what this game needed, a mode that I've never used in any other game, and for those who do, kudos to you, a narrative mode. Vampire needed a narrative mode where it was very easy. The combat didn't really, you know, matter. You just went through, you clicked a button, everyone died. You know, realistically, you took less damage. Mass Effect did it. They did it for a specific reason, because there were people who didn't like the combat and just wanted to experience the story. And that's what this game needed. I really think so. So hopefully Vampire 2, whatever it looks like, has a narrative mode, and then Joss and I can enjoy it for our specific tastes in video games. As for what I am going to talk about in the show, I've been playing through the Donkey Kong expansion for Mario plus Rabbids on Nintendo Switch. Really enjoying that. Even though I didn't finish the main campaign, it is nice to have this small bite-sized chunk of content to go back to, and the mechanics they introduced with Donkey Kong are really cool. Essentially, you're just running around, you're picking everything up and throwing it at everybody else. So that is fantastic. You can pick up, you know, enemies, your own players, you can pick up, you know, obstacles in the game and throw them, so that's really cool. I also picked up Pokemon Ultra Sun. I haven't played a Pokemon game in a while. We haven't really talked about Pokemon on this show for quite a while. So I'm going to be talking about that at some point when there's a lull in the summer. Got it for like $30 and it's the brand new one. So I figured, hey, I haven't played in a while. Let's check it out. I also have behind me a giant book, The Legend of Zelda Encyclopedia. One of those Dark Horse books just came out this month. And I've been pouring through that. It's, well, it's an encyclopedia of Zelda stuff. Just chock full of information and explanations about everything Zelda. From promotional art to Deku Nuts. It's all there. As for Jocelyn, I believe she's playing a board game this week. She asked me after our show, like, do we talk about board games? And I'm like, man, video games, games, it's all the same. Let's talk about board games. So she's been playing an interesting game. I know Kearney, her fiance, he showed me the box. It's quite huge, this board game, so I'm looking forward to hearing about it. And Jocelyn says she's been enjoying it, so I unfortunately don't remember the name, and as of this recording, I haven't heard back. However, you won't have long to find out, because in 2 days, we'll be recording The Gamer's Inn. And other than that, Summoner's Call will record this Saturday. We had a patch drop on recording day, so we just briefly mentioned it, but we're actually going to be diving into the details this week, and our hands-on as well, because it will be out by the time we record. So look forward to that. New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8 p.m. Actually, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I moved it because of the kids not sleeping very well, although they're asleep right now, so they pick and choose when they want to fall asleep. Twitch.tv/TheGamersInn. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on our Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.